Adjustment by Andy and Eric Merriman, starring Peter Davison and Samantha Bond. Episode 6, Fetal Attraction.
How long is it since we've been here?
Oh, I don't know. It must be at least a year.
They're still playing the same music.
Yes.
And the decor is also much the same, although I think there's one more candy bottle hanging from the ceiling.
Richard!
And the menu hasn't changed. Prices are up, of course.
There's probably not much more we can say about Luigi's, is there? So can we start talking properly now?
Do we have to?
You know we do. You promised.
All right, all right.
Well, go on, then.
Oh, no, that's not fair. You start.
Okay. Well, you know how strongly I feel about this, and these feelings are obviously not going to go away.
I was afraid of that.
I really can't wait any longer. I'll soon be too old.
That's exactly my point. I feel too old to start again.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
We've been through all this so many times, I don't know what else there is to say.
Have you decided what you would like, madam?
Yes, I'd like a baby.
Perhaps you need a little more time.
No, actually, we've had plenty of time to decide.
And what about your husband?
He's not very keen on the idea.
He doesn't want to eat?
No, he doesn't want another baby.
Oh. Signora, you must be crazy, a beautiful lady like this.
It's not quite as simple as that.
Oh, but it can be. Believe me, I know. You see, I have 3 children.
Just because you've got 3 children, it doesn't mean I have to follow. 2 is quite enough for me.
It's not enough.
It's plenty.
No, it isn't.
So why do you not want any more, sir?
It's a very complicated situation. You see, when our second daughter was born, we were... Wait a minute, this is a private matter between me and my wife. I really don't think I want your opinion. Could we just order some food, please?
I suppose my husband's right. Thank you for trying.
My pleasure, signora.
Well, I'd like to start with the antipasto.
So would I.
Ah, you see, that is good. You are agreeing already.
To follow, I'll have the chicken cacciatore.
Linguine with clam sauce, please.
Very good. And to drink?
Here's a bottle of Frascati, okay, sir?
Yes, fine.
Thank you. And good luck, madam.
Well, that's just wonderful, isn't it? Now, the waiter knows all about our personal life. He'll probably tell the other waiters, and soon the whole restaurant will be talking about us. No doubt the kitchen staff already taking bets on it.
Well, I think he was very sweet.
Yes, but he's also Italian. You know what they're like. They love large families. I knew we should have eaten Chinese tonight. They only encourage you to have one child over there.
How are we going to resolve this, Richard?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. This business of the third child has been hanging over us for nearly 4 years now. It's not a day goes by when you don't mention it in some shape or form.
That's because I'm desperate.
You started talking about this on the day that Amy was born, soon after we knew she had Down syndrome. If you'd had your way, you'd have been pregnant again straight away.
I know, and looking back, you were right not to agree. Like you said, I hadn't fully accepted Amy, and I was just wanting to replace
her. And that wouldn't have been fair to her.
No, it wouldn't. But now, you know that I couldn't love her more.
Of course I do. Neither of us could.
But the thing is, I was robbed of the joy that having a baby normally brings. We found it hard to tell people. We didn't want to show her off. Our friends didn't know whether to congratulate or commiserate. It was hardly a time for celebration. I still want that positive experience that I missed out on.
All of this is what you want. What about me? What about Kate and Amy?
Well, I don't want Kate to feel that she has the sole responsibility of looking after Amy in the future. And Amy is bound to benefit from the experience of having a younger brother or sister.
And I suppose I'm going to benefit from sleepless nights, changing nappies, more expense and worry, and an exhausted wife.
But think how happy I'll be.
All right, a happy, exhausted wife.
Sir, madam, here you are, due antipasti.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And would you like to try the wine, sir?
Yes, please.
So, how are you two getting on?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Fine, thank you. And so is the wine.
Thank you.
I'll put it on ice.
I wish I could do the same with this discussion.
Yes, but we can't. You said that we would make a decision by the time Amy is 4.
But she isn't 4 yet.
Well, she will be in a few weeks' time.
Well, then we'd better get organised. She'll have to have a party. And have you thought about what sort of cake she'd like? And we'll have to do invitations. Games. What about a puppet show?
Richard!
All right, then a magician.
That would suit you, wouldn't it? Wave a magic wand and make me disappear.
I don't want to make you disappear. I'm very happy with you and Kate and Amy. I just don't need anyone else.
I And this is my eldest, Antonio. Mm-hmm. He looks just like me, yes?
Yes, he's very handsome.
Oh, signor. And this is a wonderful picture of Lucia taken at her first communion.
Oh, doesn't she look sweet, Richard?
Yes, she does, lovely. Now, do you think I could have my espresso?
And this is Roberto di Bambino. He's only 6 months old, named after Roberto Baggio, you know.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yes. Very bellissimo. Now, could we also have the bill, yes?
Of course, sir. I hope I haven't bored you with this photo.
No, of course not.
We were just lucky that the restaurant was rather quiet tonight.
Which is more than we can say for you.
Now, the boss has said that as this is a special occasion, you must accept the wine as a gift.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wait a minute. This isn't a special occasion.
No, but it might be.
And also there are the compliments from the chef.
But aren't we supposed to send our compliments to him?
Ah, yes. But he was to send his compliments to you, signore.
What for?
On having such a beautiful wife.
Oh, yes, she is.
Thank you, Richard. Did he really say that?
Yes. And he also said that as far as the kitchen staff are concerned, the clever money is on you, signora.
Amy today?
Hello, Kate. They're just finishing their singing session. She won't be long.
Has she been behaving herself?
Oh, yes, of course. She loves it here.
I wish Mum and Dad had sent me to a theatre group like Tandem when I was Amy's age.
Well, they should have done. You don't have to have special needs to come here.
Well, the trouble is, I'm a bit too old now.
Well, you could always come and help. We always need more people. In fact, one of our volunteers was asking about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, Alex Thompson. He said that he's seen you here a few times collecting Amy.
Oh, yes, I think I know him.
Well, he used to be a member here, and now he helps out with some of the musical numbers. He's not here, but he asked me to say hello and give you this note.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Amy. Have you had fun?
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, it looks like we're going.
Bye-bye, Amy. Bye, Kate.
See you. Come, Amy, take my hand.
Mummy, Daddy.
Yes. We're going to see Mummy and Daddy, but let's go to the park first.
Yes. Park. Thank you.
Is that you, Richard?
Yes.
I'm in the kitchen.
Something smells nice.
That'll be me. My new perfume.
What is it? Givenchy's Eau de Bourguignon?
I might have known it would be the food. Could you pass me the wine?
Yes, just a second. I've got my hands full.
Never mind, I'll get it. What have you got in that case?
This? Oh, it's a surprise.
For me?
No.
No, well, that's no surprise.
Here, I'll show you. There. What do you think?
A saxophone.
Yes, a saxophone.
It's a bit big for Amy.
It isn't for Amy, and it isn't a toy. It's for me.
Oh, then it is a toy. Where did you get it, Hamleys?
It's a real saxophone from a music shop in the Charing Cross Road. It's been in the window for weeks.
Couldn't you have left it there?
No.
Why not?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. It goes back a long way. Even before I met you, I had this love affair with the saxophone.
I might have known that sooner or later sax would rear its ugly head.
No, Sarah, please. You see, when I was at college, I used to play in a jazz quartet. Piano, drums, bass, and me.
Why haven't you told me this before?
I'm not sure, really. Besides, I haven't played for years.
Will you be able to play it now?
I don't know.
Well, then what did you buy it for?
Because I want to take it up again.
Oh, I see. It's a whim.
No, it's not.
Well, come on, then. Let's hear you play.
All right, I'll try. But I'm a bit rusty. But let's see now.
I think it's that end that you put in your mouth. Well, there's a blast from the past. You don't happen to know any tunes, do you?
Of course I do.
How much did you pay for that thing?
No, you can't put a price on an instrument like this.
Richard, how much did you pay for it?
It would always keep its value. You see, it's of historical interest. It was once owned by Charlie Parker.
What?
Yes, look on the inside of the case.
If lost, please return to Charles Parker. 39 Victoria Road, Towse Hill. The Streatham strutters blow the most.
Oh, I didn't say which Charlie Parker. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to do a bit of practice.
Not too loud, Richard, otherwise they'll open Tower Bridge.
Let me have a look in the paper, Dad.
Oh, okay.
What about this one? Captain Crackpot.
Where did they get these names from?
A comedy carnival for kids in the company of Captain Crackpot.
But what does he actually do?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Does it say how much?
£60 an hour.
Good God. Might as well dress up as a clown myself.
Oh, that would be funny, Dad.
Well, I could play my saxophone.
Now, that really would be funny.
I know. What about Punch and Judy?
Absolutely not. It's much too violent.
And sexy.
It would frighten the kids.
Okay. Obviously, that's not the way to do it. I know why you don't like Punch and Judy. It's because the baby gets thrown out.
Baby!
Oh, now, don't you start. How many kids are coming to this party, anyway?
Oh, I've got the list here. Looks like, yep, there's 17.
What? There was only 9 last time.
Yeah, well, there are her friends at the playgroup. There's Ben and Lucy.
Ben.
Max and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right, Amy. And the childminders and the neighbours, it soon adds up, and there's food, drinks, hats, balloons, and they'll all expect party bags.
Oh, you're right, it does soon add up.
Oh, I'll get it.
It might be Uncle Chuckles. I left a message on his hilarious laugh-a-minute answer phone. I had to leave my name and number after the sound of the klaxon.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Kate, please?
Yes, hang on a second. Kate, it's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know, I didn't ask. Hello?
It's Alex Thompson.
Oh, hi there.
Did you get my note?
Yes, I did. But how did you get my telephone number?
We got it at Tatnam. In a case of emergency.
Is this an emergency?
No, not really. But I would like an answer.
Oh, about the cinema, you mean?
Yes. Do you want to come?
Well, yes. Yeah, okay.
On Saturday?
Yes, all right.
The film starts at 3:00.
I'll see you there.
Oh, good. Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Bye.
Who was it?
Oh, just a boy.
I don't know why I bothered to ask. It's always just a boy.
Yes, but this one's different. Hello?
Hi, it's Joni. So can I start knitting?
Not yet, I'm afraid.
But I thought you were going to make a decision.
So did I.
What is it with Richard? What is he waiting for?
He says he just doesn't want to go through it all over again.
Sex with you is that bad?
No, that's the easy part.
Mm. Why don't you let me talk to him?
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Why not? It's worth a shot.
He might think it's interfering.
Well, of course it's interfering, but we won't call it that. It's just advice from a close and concerned friend.
Yes, but I know what you're like. You could upset him and that could be the end of it.
Don't worry. I know exactly how to deal with him. I'll come over, we'll talk about this and that, mostly that, and then I'll get on to the other. You know, I'll gradually ease him into the subject, and then I promise I'll be tactful, sensitive, and subtle.
So what is it with you, Richard, that you won't make my friend happy? Oh, give her a baby, for crying out loud.
Joni, I realize that you want what's best for Sarah, but you also have to think of me.
I am thinking of you, because let me tell you, she is going to make your life a living hell until you agree.
Oh, thank you, Joni. Very subtle.
Well, it's true.
I'm sorry, Joni, but this is all a bit much coming from you. I mean, you haven't had a relationship for years, and your marriage only lasted 6 months.
Is it really that long?
And what's more, you haven't got any kids.
Well, of course not. What would I want with kids? I can't even look after my houseplants properly. But you've already got 2 kids. What is the big deal about having 3?
You put Joni up to this, haven't you, Sarah?
No, she didn't. This was my idea. Listen, I just want to see this settled so that Sarah and I can talk about something else for a change.
Oh, now, who's that?
Oh, I've no idea, but whoever it is, they're very welcome.
Hello, Richard.
Eddie.
Hope you don't mind me popping in. I've just been to the match.
Oh, you don't know how pleased I am to see you. Come in.
Thanks. I won't stay long.
Oh, believe me, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. Sarah and Joni give me a hard time about another baby.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I shouldn't stay.
Oh, yes, you should.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
So, what's the score?
Weren't you listening?
Yes, but to these two, mainly.
Spurs 1-2-1. We were all over them.
Oh, good.
They really should have had a third.
Oh, it's just what we've been saying.
Oh, by the way, I bought Amy some Spurs socks.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. She's got the whole strip now.
Ah. Well, you're never too young to start.
The perfect godfather.
But who's going to be godfather 3? Now, we know who's going to be godmother, don't we?
Yes. Joni made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
You see what I'm against? As far as they're concerned, it's all agreed.
So what do you think, Eddie?
Me? Mm. Oh, I don't know. It's between Richard and Sarah, really. I wouldn't want to interfere.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. It's just advice from a close and concerned friend.
Well, perhaps they could reach a compromise somehow.
What? Have the baby and then give it away?
I'm sorry, but what can I say? It's very difficult. Although I suppose...
Yes?
Well, I suppose Richard has got a valid point of view. There are other important things in life.
Like football, you mean?
Yes.
Look, Sarah, we don't do nearly as much as we used to, and a third child is going to tie us down even more. We hardly ever go away now, and you used to be a great traveller.
That was years ago, before the children and before you. What are you suggesting, I go on a world cruise to distract myself?
No, but I seem to remember that one of your dreams was to go on the Orient Express.
Ah, so that's my choice, is it? A third child or the Orient Express? Oh, now I'm in a quandary. I just don't know what to do. What do you think, Joni?
Ooh, it's a toughie, isn't it? Oh, let's see. On one hand, we have to think about your innermost desires, the devastating maternal deprivation that you feel, and the one thing that you need most in your life. And on the other hand, a trip on a train.
I think Richard's hoping that I'll just snap out of this.
Sarah, that sort of thing always happens when people go on vacation. You know those questions we always ask ourselves. Did I turn off the cooker? Did I stop the milk? Did I leave the iron on? Should I have cancelled the baby?
Sheringham scored twice.
Mum, can I ask you something?
Yes, as long as it's not going to take too long. I've got a patient coming in a minute.
You know I went to the cinema last week with a boy from Tandem.
Oh, yes, you didn't tell me much about that. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, it was okay. The film was a bit naff, though.
And what about the boy?
Well, his name's Alex. And the thing is, well, he's asked me out again.
Yes, well, they usually do. You're not averse to going out with boys more than once, are you?
No, it's just that this time it's a bit complicated.
Isn't it always?
No, it really is this time.
Why?
Alex has got Down syndrome.
Oh.
I mean, I only went out with him because, well, because I felt...
You felt sorry for him?
No, of course not. I wouldn't do that.
I hope not.
But I just don't know what to do. And now I'm worried that he might think of me as his girlfriend and start to get serious. I don't want to give him the wrong idea.
No, you mustn't do that.
So what should I do?
What do you think you should do?
I think, well, I should... I could pretend to be ill.
That's not going to solve anything. Look, I know it's difficult, but you've got to be honest with him. Treat him the same way as you would your other boyfriends. No, on second thoughts, that really wouldn't be fair. He deserves better than that.
But I really don't want to upset him.
Of course not. But it would be worse if you patronised him. That's one thing we've always tried not to do with Amy.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm going to have to go. We can talk about this later.
Okay, Mum.
Now, you'd better make yourself scarce.
Afternoon, Mrs. Stubbs.
Hello there. Come in.
Thank you.
How are you, George?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think you look very well.
Good. You know best.
Right. Now, lie down on the couch.
Oh, if it's all right with you.
Yes, of course. Now, tell me about your week.
Well, I've made some positive steps, I think.
Good.
You see, there was rather a lot of noise in the library, and, I had to put a stop to it.
And what did you do?
I had to call out, "Be quiet. Silence, please."
So you can be assertive after all?
Oh, I suppose so. They did keep quiet.
And have you been able to be assertive in other ways?
Oh, you mean my colleague Melanie?
Yes. Have you spoken to her yet?
Well, I have. I threw caution to the wind, grasped the nettle and took the bull by the horns. I said to her, "Melanie, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this before, but, well... you've got the wrong date on your stamper. It's the 15th today, not the 14th.
Yes, and then?
And then what?
And then what happened?
Nothing. That was it.
Oh, I see.
But it is a SARS, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, and that incident gave me enough confidence to remonstrate with the man with the squeaky shoes.
I can see it's been quite a traumatic week for you. Can we talk about Melanie? Perhaps you could describe your feelings when you think of her.
Well, it's quite magical. It's almost like I hear music.
Yes, and so do I. Excuse me for a moment.
Richard! Richard, please, I've got a patient with me.
Sorry!
There. That's better.
Oh, I wish I could be that assertive. Still, I suppose it's easy with children.
Yes, it is. Even though he is the eldest.
Would you like another drink, Kate?
No, thanks.
I've enjoyed this evening.
So have I, Alex. But Actually, there's something I have to tell you.
That's funny. I got something to tell you.
Oh, have you?
Yes, but you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, it's about us, and it's serious.
Oh, yes?
The thing is, I'm embarrassed about this.
Oh, dear.
But I don't think we should go out again.
Why not?
Well, I've been a bit naughty.
Have you?
You see, I've already got a girlfriend.
You kept that very quiet.
Yes, I tried to, but she found your telephone number and she got a bit upset.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I like you, but I really like Jane, and she likes me a lot. I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind too much.
No, I think I understand.
You see, Jane and I get on really well. We have a good relationship, and we've got something in common.
You mean she's also...
Yes, interested in music and theatre. Sorry, Kate.
It's all right, Alex. I really do understand.
Thank you. I hope we can still be friends.
Of course. And I shall see you when I collect Amy from Tandem.
Yes, as long as Jane isn't watching. Now, what was it you wanted to say to me?
Oh, not to worry. It doesn't seem so important now, and I don't think I gave it enough thought anyway.
Oh, thank you, kiddies. Thank you very much. Most kind. But then I do deserve it. As you can see, there's nothing up my sleeve. Not like some magicians I know. They've got so many cards up their sleeves, they get their jackets cleaned, pressed and shuffled. That's one for the parents. Now, here's one for the kiddies. Do you know what, boys and girls? Last night I dreamt I was eating a giant marshmallow, and when I woke up, my pillow had disappeared. Now, the next trick is something...
Uncle Chuckles.
Yes, young man, what is it? What do you want?
Where's my party back?
Well, I think you get that when you go home.
I'm ready to go now.
There's always one. Yes, well, you just have to wait. Now, here's a trick that's taken me 20 years to get right. In fact, I'm nearly too old to do it, so I need some assistance. Now, could I have the birthday girl up here, please? Amy, come along, Amy. Give her a round of applause. Give her a nice clap, boys and girls.
Very good, yes.
There we are. You can hear it. Come on, there we are. Now, don't be shy now, don't be shy. Now, I'm going to put my top hat on the table. No white turntails for a matinee. And then I'm going to cover the hat with my cloak. So, now, do you know what the magic word is, Amy?
Eat!
I think eating comes later. Well, then, now, Amy, say after me, abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Absolutely wonderful. Oh, yeah. Now, we'll remove the cloak and then tap the hat with a wand. And look who appears.
Oh,
yes. Look. Yes, her name's Henrietta, and she loves carrots. They're very good for your eyesight, boys and girls. And if you don't believe me, have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses? Now, children, you could all give Henrietta a stroke, one at a time, and then we'll all go into the kitchen for tea.
Yay!
Any more jelly, anyone?
How about you, Daniel?
No, I want my party back.
Well, you'll just have to wait.
Okay. Oh, there's a video in it. That's what I got at my last party.
Did you? Well, you'll just have to wait and see, won't you? We've still got the cake to come. Yes, I think it's definitely time for the cake. Cage, we're ready.
Now, quiet, everybody. The cake's coming.
Yes, get ready to sing.
Here we are.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, look, four cakes.
candles. I'm going to have candles on my birthday cake, you know. But they're going to be in the shape of a question mark.
It's all right, Uncle Chuckles. You're off duty now.
Oh, only temporarily. I'll go and get the puppet show ready.
Now, Amy, blow as hard as you can.
Good girl!
Well done, Amy.
And now Daddy's got a lovely surprise for you.
Yes, this is especially for you, Amy.
Now, where's my party bag?
Well, cheers, Sarah.
Cheers. I just want to say thank you for this.
I'm glad we did it.
So am I. This must have cost you a fortune.
It did. I just hope you think it's worth it.
Of course I do. It was a wonderful surprise. And the funny thing is, you were absolutely right about the effect the Orient Express would have on me.
Was I?
Yes, it's amazing. I just don't feel we need to discuss a third child anymore.
Don't we?
No. No further talking is required.
Do you mean that?
Yes. Oh, hang on, it nearly slipped my mind. There is just one last thing I need to say on the subject.
Yes, what's that?
I think I might be pregnant.
In Minor Adjustment, Peter Davison was Richard and Samantha Bond was Sarah, with Claire Russell as Kate and Sarah Merriman as Amy. Uncle Chuckles was played by Bill Pertwee, with Lorelei King as Joni and Simon Treves as Eddie. George was played by Philip Pope. Daniel Merriman was Daniel and Alison Pettit was Mary. The saxophonist was John Barnes. Minor Adjustment was written by Andy and Eric Merriman and was produced by Gareth Edwards.